الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا صدق الله العظيم. We are discussing this ayat, and this ayat shows clearly the importance, the necessity of making dhikr, which is called dhikr lisani, and which is called how we are making our zikr, the importance of it from the Quran Sharif that Allah Ta'ala says, and remember and repeat the name of your Lord, and that is Allah. Wadhkur isma rabbika. And this repetition, when making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, the subject was so important that the details of it, Allah did not only leave to the hadith to explain and to the ulama, but Allah Himself explained the adab and etiquette of the dhikr also. Usually even a very important thing like namaz, the details of it have come in the hadith, how to make namaz. And then also, even in the hadith, a person could not still understand how to make namaz. Jibreel alayhi salam came for 3 days and made namaz with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi salam and explained to him the namaz practically. From there you can understand the importance of, to understand deen from sohbat. That even the important thing of namaz, Jibreel alayhi salam had to come, and when Huzur sallallahu alayhi salam was in the sohbat, namaz is one of the most difficult ibadat. But because we do it every day from childhood, we saw our mothers, family people doing it, we think it's easy. It is much more difficult than hajj. Hajj is one of the easiest ibadats. But ask anyone, they'll say hajj is very difficult because we hardly do hajj. And we don't do hajj with anyone. When we go, we're doing it on our own. Or if we with somebody, but it's the first time. But namaz, every day we make it. Anyway, so zikr was such an important subject that Allah Ta'ala explained the etiquette also. And one of the very important etiquettes here which Allah explained, وَتَبَتُّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. Tabattul means that to be completely one-sided. That your concentration, your mind must be off everything. And you must be only, your full mind must be on Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That is one of the most important ingredients, requisites of zikr. But most of us, we complain, in zikr, I don't have any concentration. So the most important thing which Allah had mentioned, that if it's not there, we're not going to get the full benefit of zikr. And as mentioned, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi has written that namaz, in whichever way it is made, it is better than not making namaz. Even that namaz for which Allah said, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. There is destruction for that musalli. But even that namaz is better than not making namaz. So zikr, in whichever way, it is better than not making zikr. But that zikr which is of that, like namaz, which Allah said, destruction for that namazi. That what kind of a namaz he made, that Allah says destruction. In the hadith it comes that namaz is made a dirty rag and thrown back at that person. So what kind of a namaz? But even that is better than not making namaz. But it says, so understand like that with zikr. No matter what kind of zikr, but it's better than not making zikr. But that zikr which is at that level, what are we going to really get from that zikr? So the dhikr, one of the most important things which Allah has mentioned, that it should be with full concentration and devotion. And devote your mind totally, وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. Totally turn your attention, divert your attention from everything and only towards Allah Ta'ala. And that again can only be possible, as we explained yesterday towards the end, when a person does a cause in the ma'rifat of Allah, whose name you are taking if you know who that being is. It shouldn't be as Hadrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali said, Tere manne wale sari dunya, all believe in you, O Allah. And really even an atheist believes. But like that he denies. But on the cross-examination, the Quran cross-examines them. That وَلَئِن سَأَلْتُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ وَلَئِن سَأَلْتُمْ. If you ask them this, that, they'll say Allah. So they even in their hearts, they believe, but they don't know what they are believing in. So, but anyway, everyone, Allah has sent us with this capital in this world when He asked us, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? Everyone hid this capital of the recognition of Allah and knowing Allah Ta'ala. So one knowing of Allah Ta'ala is just to know Allah. Is like an atheist who even hides it. He doesn't even accept it, that there is Allah. But also, he also knows. Everyone knows. So, like anything happens, somebody stole. You tell him you stole, he denies it. But he knows he stole. But he's denying he stole. But he knows, in his heart, he knows, I'm the guilty one. But outwardly, he's denying it. But so that knowledge of his, stealing, which is a denial. But that is also knowledge of his, which he knows. Like that, everyone knows Allah Ta'ala. But that is one knowing, and one knowing is where you make iqrar also. And not only what your tongue you admit it, but your actions also, in your thoughts also, in your total trust also when you make dua, that, oh Allah, only you can do this for me. And you know Allah, not only that He can only do, you know His power, that He is the only one who can do. He's got that qudrat, He's got that power, He's got that strength, that He's the only one who can do it. So one is that knowing. So that Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali says, Tere manne wale sari dunya, the whole world believes in you, O Allah. Tere janne wale koi nahi magar do char. But there is nobody who knows you, but just a few handful of people who know you. The ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. To know Allah. So when a person knows Allah, then he makes the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Take another example. Your mother's name is Fatima, your sister, your auntie's name. So Fatima hasn't got that real meaning to you. She is your mother, you honor her, respect her. But the day you are engaged to a girl whose name is Fatima, now that Fatima is a complete different thing. Now when you take that Fatima, it's both times, you'll say your mother's name Fatima and that girl's Fatima, it will have a ringing tone in your mind. It will have a musical tone in your mind. And when you'll take her name also, you won't just say Fatima. You know, you'll say it with a tune also, Fatima. Now it's completely different. Like that when a person has known Allah. And then see how he will take Allah's name. One is you just say Allah, even with respect and honor. But one is when you have come to know Allah, and then Allah, Allah, Allah. Now with that love, when you know who is Allah Ta'ala. And recognition, do a cause by your sheikh. Listen to the talks and understand. Besides that also, buzurgs have written, ulama have written, that meditate on all the favors of Allah upon you yourself. Allah has created me. He gave me eyes. He gave me a brain. He gave me this food I eat. He gave me this air I breathe in. He gave me my wife. He gave me my family. He gave me my income. Whatever I have got is only from Allah Ta'ala. So anyone that you remember thinking of the favors He has done on you, that person's love will come in you. So try and fix a time daily also to meditate and think that, Ya Allah, all this You have done. Nobody else have. You see the entire universe, Rabbana, ma khalaqta hadha batila. Oh Allah, You have not created all this in vain. And the main object, secondary, is to benefit from all what Allah has created. The rice, the grain, the wheat, the water, everything. That is secondary. The first, greatest benefit is to recognize Allah. That is the main purpose. If we don't not, that's why Allah Ta'ala says first, fadhkuruni, and then afterwards, ashkurkum, washkuruli. First is remember me, and then use the ni'mats. Allah has made them all. And then use the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala by all means. Allah has made your clothing, made given you your family, given you everything. Enjoy these ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. But first think, who gave me these ni'mats? And recognize Allah Ta'ala. So that is one. So take out a time, and whatever time, after Fajr time is such a beautiful time, especially if you have the opportunity where you walk and you have an open field. Like mashallah, yeah, we have this open place. There aren't, it's not a build-up area. All you see the sun rising. You hear the birds singing. You hear the trees moving in the wind. You hear all this beautiful. You just see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And when there is a flash of lightning, it is like a window has opened. It gives you an idea how in the qabr, the window of Jannat will open. When there is a flash of lightning on the horizon, not up in the sky, on the horizon, it is just like a whole window has opened and it closes again. So all this ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala bestows a person with. And yeah, in the whole of South Africa, many countries also, you have this bird that sings in the morning. And our Shaykh, Damat Barakatum, Jazawumullah Khair, Arif Billah, deciphered that bird singing. And if you hear it clearly, it is saying, Haq Ta'ala, Haq Ta'ala, Haq Ta'ala. That bird, what's that bird? Oli. It's a type of a pigeon, yeah. Type of a dove, that's very common. You listen to it and just see it. Purely it is saying, Haq Ta'ala, Haq Ta'ala. It makes the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. All the things are engaged. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِ. Everything is in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So like that, if you see all this, so one is to think of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. And the other is that whatever name you repeat all the time with love, with devotion, the love of that will come in your heart. So Allah's love will come into that person's heart. So how much you have recognized Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, how much you have found the love of Allah, then see that zikr after 4 months, 40 days, a year, that now you have recognized Allah and you made zikr, you will see what a great difference there is, and you'll feel that in your zikr, immediately you are connected with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One is you are phoning and it's engaged all the time. You are phoning and it's a ringing only, you get frustrated. And one is you get connected, you feel so relieved. One is that zikr, that it is sort of engaged still. And it is just ringing, you're not getting a reply from Allah, because you haven't recognized Allah Ta'ala. And one is you make that zikr and you are connected with Allah immediately. And now you are in the presence of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So with that, وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا تَبَتُّلْ. Complete. Turn your attention completely to Allah Ta'ala. And why? How easy is this? Allah explained it. La ilaha illa watabattal ilayhi tabtila Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghrib. Why must you turn only your attention to Allah Ta'ala? He is the Rabb. Who is Rabb? Rabb means the one who is the creator and the one who is the sustainer and the one that you are going to return to you. The one that has created the east and the west, it means all, north and south, it means the whole world, the creator of the entire world. And then not only did Allah create it, Allah is sustaining it every split second. Everything is being sustained by Allah Ta'ala. The sun, the skies, Allah is keeping them on their place. The mountains, the seas, the waters, the winds under control. If the one wind just has to blow a little bit more harder, what will happen? And what we find when just a freak storm, and how much of damage is made, and if it's a whole tornado, if it is a tsunami, then what to say? We were in Granada, one island in the West Indies. The day we were leaving, one professor who is originally from Zambia, he invited us to his place, and then he explained in his house we were living on the upper portion of the house. He explained about 3 years ago, there was a terrible storm there. And that storm came at about 20 to 2 in the afternoon or so. And it came and it stopped. And about after 40 minutes, it hit back again. And all the predictions of the weather people was that if the storm is going from Barbados, it will pass Grenada and it's going away somewhere else. But it took a complete U-turn. And it came headlong onto this island. And if you see how they show you the storms, it looks like a human form. The storm looks like a human with lot of hands and legs. It comes in that way. And it came head on for this island. And when it came again, for 14 hours it battered the island. To this extent that he says in his own house upstairs, in one room, even the roof flew away, the ceiling also, they could see the sky. He, with his three or four daughters and his wife, they were just standing against the wall of the houses. And the water gathered in the house about knee deep. The water gathered. By about 9-10 o'clock at night, the neighbors, all African black people, they came, they are very helpful also, and they told them that one house, which is, this house was on a corner where two roads cross, char rasta, four roads. It was on the corner. And the opposite corner, the house and the house next to it. So you can imagine how near it is, not far at all. That house was very safe. They said, all the women folk, old people, we are gathering there. Send your, or bring your valuables, and with your woman and your valuable, and because he was like a foreigner, that you also stay there. So they, in that little distance, it took them so long to cover, which usually will take you a minute. All the trees, all the wiring, the fences, animals, drums. Drums, heavy, heavy drums were flying like paper in the air. They say we saw with our eyes. And all, what a condition. So this one little bit of Allah. Allah is keeping our way. It's quite nice, happy. But if this one storm like this come. And then he says, for a week we were without water, without food. Eh? After the storm. And then the mess, the dirt, the muck, the filth, everything. And no water for 1 week. Electricity only about after 6 weeks we got electricity back. Yeah, our electricity shuts off just for half an hour. And especially in those places where it's so hot. And if you don't have your fans, you don't have your air cons, it's so difficult. So what is that condition? So Allah Ta'ala is the controller of this winds also. Allah is the controller of the water also. When I went to India to study, that was in 68, 67, there were big floods in Gujarat area. And everywhere on the poles, they had made the marks how high the water had reached. Very, very high. Those people say you just saw the bulls and buffaloes and big, big animals just going like twigs flowing in the water. A time when even snakes come in the house, but they don't harm anyone. People also are not frightened. All are just seeking some refuge, some protection. Whatever one another can help one another, animals, snakes also, coming in the house and nobody's frightened of them and they don't harm anyone. So, and the tsunami, Allahu Akbar, if we read and hear about what the tsunami was, which was in Indonesia and those areas, your mind doesn't work. What will be Qiyamah? We cannot imagine. And all this, when the floods came to the people of Ad and Thamud, 7 days and eight nights, and those storms, when the Farishta, the angel who was in charge of the wind, asked Allah, how much of wind must I open up? To the extent of the nostril of a cow, a bull. Allah said, then no world will be left after that. Allah said, to the extent of the eye of a needle, only open so much wind. And that those people who were so tall, mighty, strong people, who carved out their homes from mountains, so much strength Allah had given them. These people fell down like palm trees and never to rise again. So what is the qudrat and the power? Allah is that Rabb. That is Rabb. That is Allah Ta'ala. So that Rabb, who is the Rabb of the entire universe, Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghrib, when He is that one, He is the one who has given you your existence. He has given you and He sustains you. The sun, just make a little study, go and sit, study any book on what the sun and what, how lot of heat it is given and what a cauldron of fire. The word cauldron can't be used for the sun. What a fireball it is. And all the energy it's giving to the world since Allah created the world. Until Qiyamah it's going to give. And the energy of the sun, Allah has made the system that there are always explosions happening in the sun, which generate more power. And then again that whatever is burnt and finished, that again explodes. And all the time Allah has made that the sun generates its own power all the time. If we have a power station, you have to feed fuel into it in order for that power station to make all that power. But the sun's power, Allah has made it within itself. So all the time, and the sun, if it has to come 1 degree closer to the world, nothing will be left, nothing will grow. If it has to go 1 degree further, the whole world will be frozen and there will be no life left on earth. And who is maintaining this whole system? Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So that is Rabb. So think of that Rabb when we are making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Think who is that being. So Allah is that Rabb who has created, who sustained, and that Rabb to whom we are all going to return again. We are not going to return to anyone else besides Allah Ta'ala. So that is that Rabb, and He is Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib, the entire world He is. And when one time Musa alayhi salatu wasalam read that how Allah Ta'ala sustains and gives rosy to the whole world, and one of the beautiful names of Allah Ta'ala is Dhul Jalal wal Ikram. Allah is that being of Jalal, of great awe and might and power. And Allah is Dhul Ikram also. And the meaning of Dhul Ikram means Sahibul Faydil Am. That being whose beneficence, whose kindness, whose compassion is general spread in the whole world. Humans, Muslims, non-Muslims, jinnat, animals, Allah's face is upon everyone. If Allah's face, Allah's this compassion and kindness, nobody will exist for one split second also. It is this compassion and kindness of Allah Ta'ala. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, make a manifestation to me. Let me see that your compassion, your kindness, which is in the whole world, over all your kingdom, what is it like? For that then Allah Ta'ala, and this is no comic strip, it is in Ruhul Ma'ani, the greatest Arabic tafsir of Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali. He writes in there, Allah Ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, take your staff, your stick, and hit on a certain rock. He knocked on that rock, the rock split. Allah said, hit again. He hit again, that rock split further. Allah Ta'ala said, hit again. He hit again, and the rock split even. Then he saw deep right in the middle, in the crevices of that rock, he found a little worm, an insect, what a green leaf it was eating. Allah gave it rosy right in the close, in that whole rock which is solid and which is closed. It had a green, fresh leaf that it was eating. And not only that did Musa alayhi salam see with his eyes, but that little ant, that little insect was making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And what zikr was it making? Allah made Musa alayhi salam hear the zikr. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. What zikr was it making? It was making the zikr. سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي يَرَانِي. Pure is that being who sees me right in the depths and crevices of this rock. And not only that, وَيَعْرِفُ مَكَانِي. And Allah knows my physical address also. Where to send my truck loads of my rosy, where to have it delivered, Allah knows where I stay also. And وَيَرْزُقُنِي, Allah sends my rosy to me here also. And we with perhaps scientific minds, as we think of ourselves, and modern minds and very educated people, and we might think, this is all fairy tales. Where can an insect be living in the crevices of a rock? And where can a green leaf come there? But Allah shows us all the time that in a little, in the oval office of the egg of the hand, the egg of the hand, which is the egg, which is an oval office, and it is a white office. And in there, after 21 to 28 days, you find that that shell cracks, and a living chicken comes out. That chicken, that proves it was living inside there. Where oxygen went in that chicken, you like that, you can't live without oxygen. Who put oxygen in there? That chicken needed food. Who gave the food to that chicken there? Who was this? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You eat a guava, very nice and sweet. You take a bite and you enjoy, what a sweet, wonderful, alhamdulillah. What a guava. You take the next bite and you find a worm walking there. How is the worm living inside that guava, which is completely closed? All the time you see this. In Jannat, the fruit of Jannat you will bite, a worm won't come out, a hurul in of Jannat will come out from there. So what will be Jannat and the fruit of Jannat? But anyway, that is Rabb who does all this. The Qudrat and the power of Allah Ta'ala. So when you make zikr of Allah and you have this in mind, see how Allah won't come in your heart in one majlis of zikr. But let it be a majlis of zikr. Not just a formality, not just a show. When you have this ma'rifat of Allah, and you are fresh also, and this tabattul, wa tabattul ilayhi tabtila, this tabattul, don't even give your mind to your sleep. And don't give your mind to your unconsciousness, and to your other things all. Give your mind solely to Allah Ta'ala. and the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. And it's now clear with this little talk that all your devotion should be to Allah, who is Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib. And then not only that, He's not only the Rabb of Mashriq and Maghrib, La ilaha illahu. Who is there besides Him? Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum makes the translation of love of La ilaha illallah. The whole world knows the translation of La ilaha illallah. There is nobody worthy of worship but Allah. But the translation of love, who is there for me besides you? When your wife tells you, my darling husband, who can give me a new pair of shoes? I can't go and ask your brother. I can't ask my brother. Who can ask? You're my only one. I can only ask you for this. Your child comes, Abba, I want this year, and I can't ask anyone. I can only ask you how much you didn't want to give, your heart will melt. When you tell to Allah that who is there for me, Ya Allah, besides you, I can't go to anyone. There is no one I can turn to. Who is there? Laysa kamithlihi shay. Who is there like you? You're the only one. You're the one and only. With this, if you make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, then see. So the other dhikr which Allah has told us, one was dhikr of Isme Zat, Allah, 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 and with this love and with this feeling you make zikr. One is you can finish your tasbih, Allah, 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 Allah. That is also one zikr. But one is Allah, 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 and the ah of your heart, you join it with Allah's name, Allah, and then see what is that zikr. Then the other dhikr, la ilaha illa hu, which is zikr in the terminology of the Sufis of nafi isbat, negating and establishing, saying this is positive, negating la ilaha and illallah, only Allah is the only one. And when making the dhikr, how many of our satis who are making zikr from long, but still we see that they are making the zikr, just the outward zikr also. We must not move our head. Many of us, we're still using la ilaha illallah. No, not your head. How does the top of the tree, how does it swing in the wind? Not only the top part swings and the rest of the tree is firm. No, from your waist, turn your body and keep your head in one position. La ilaha illallah. And very slightly. Don't have to go right down, falling this side and that side. Just very slightly, la ilaha illallah. The head must move with your body. Right? So try and get this right. Ask somebody, we think we know, but actually we're doing it wrong. And if I'm doing it wrong, perhaps I'm also doing it wrong. That's why how many of our satis are still not doing it correctly. Then tell me, as I'm saying in my words, see if my action is like that, that your head must move with your body. Your head must not move separately like this. It can move, Allah has made it, it moves separately also. But for the zikr, it must move with your body. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. And keep your eyes on your heart. And with la ilaha, extract. Like a vacuum, how it pulls out. Pull out la ilaha, all which is besides Allah. Pull it out. And on this side here, throw it out this side. Empty out your vacuum every time. Whatever is besides love of dunya, love of money, even if it's not going out, but in your mind, well, see what is your bimari. Love of woman, love of looking at woman, this anger that I've got in me, this jealousy, hatred I've got of me, this love of name and fame, pull it out from the heart every time. Vacuum it, take it out from there. Everything which is besides Allah Ta'ala. With 100 times you do this, one sitting is really enough. If we make zikr properly, and every day you're doing it. How valuable is not the zikr, but let it be zikr. Let it not be ghaflat. Opposite of zikr is ghaflat. But we are those people that we made ijtima ziddain possible. That we are making zikr, and in that zikr is ghaflat. Complete ghaflat. We don't know my zikr, my namaz started, and we don't know. When namaz is over, after we made salam, now we realize namaz is over. Whereas namaz, the whole, aqim is salata, li dhikri, exclusively for my remembrance. The whole of namaz was supposed to be exclusively for the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And in here also, many of us, we say, must make long, long rakats of nafil namaz. No, we can't even make short. Start with short rakats. Learn to concentrate then if you come to long rakats. But you can't even concentrate on that little bit zikr. How are we going to concentrate in our namaz? And the very object of namaz, Allah says, is for my remembrance. So therefore, when making zikr, see that we have this. What? La ilaha, vacuum. Take out from our heart everything, all our bad, razail. All the bad habits that we have got, the filth and dirt that we have got, every time. So for all this, a person needs that concentration. His mind has to be present. He needs mental strength and power. He needs physical strength and power. He needs not to be a time when he wants to sleep and he's hungry or anything else. He's eager to go and do some work or go somewhere. No, he must have freed himself for that. How we free ourselves for our meals. So much so that we on almost all our masjid boards, Sunday and public holidays, Eid namaz, Zuhr namaz is 15 minutes earlier. And why? So that let us put namaz out of the way. Now the dastarkhan is set and the table is set, now we can sit and enjoy. Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, we'll get the enjoyment of deen only that time when we enjoy our ibadat, as today how we enjoying our food. How we look forward to the food and we spend 1 hour on the meal. Hadhrat Ji Maulana Inam al-Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, by all means make nashta, nothing wrong. But he says, ye jo tum nashta karte ho, with such a long mud, which tajweed haven't got such a long mud. And you stretching that nashta of yours so long, this is not right. On the meals, how long? Sitting hours. And when you go to a hotel, Tawbah, Al-Hafiz al-Aman, that one cause, another cause, another cause, taking this plate away, bringing that plate. How long on that? And for food so long, and for ibadat, see how we rush through our ibadat. The preparation, how we rush through, and we just want to get finished with our, and in that namaz also, we're not in namaz. In that also, we're busy with our office work, we're busy with our shopping, we're busy with our meals. What and what aren't we busy with? So when this reality will come, and this will come with dhikrullah, many of our mashayikh, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayh, Hazrat Maulana Raipuri rahmatullah, Hazrat Maulana Madani rahmatullah, the whole tariqah by dhikrullah, they made their murids reach what levels and where they reach. Hazrat Maulana Madani rahmatullah alayh is another very great buzurg also in our past. Right in his old age, he was making, he still used the tasbih. Somebody said, Hazrat, you don't need it. The car was to bring you to your destination. Now you're at your destination. Now you get off the car. You don't stay in the car. He said that what brought me to Allah, I feel ashamed to give it up today. I still need that tasbih because this is what brought me to Allah Ta'ala. So zikr, as buzurgs have written, zikr zakir ko mazkur tak poncha deta hai. Zikr zakir ko mazkur tak poncha deta hai. Zikr, the fail, the verb. This action of making zikr, it will take the zakir, the isme fa'il, the subject, to the mazkur, to the object. Yeah, it's complete, a complete sentence with a subject, a verb, and an object. Yeah, that zikr will take the subject with the person who's making the zikr to the mazkur, to the one that is remembered. Zikr will take you there. Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Madzub Rahmatullah Ali says, Khole wo ya ke na khole dar. Whether he opens or he does not open the door, us par kyu hai teri nazar? Why are you looking at that? Whether he's opening the door or he's not opening the tu to bas apna zikr kar. You make your zikr, yani sadai lagai ja. Keep on calling to Allah Ta'ala. When you go to somebody's door where you have really got a need, and you are shouting, you are banging on the door, you are ringing the bell, you are sending your messages with your cell phone, no reply, you are desperate, you just carry on. One day the door will open. And when Allah opens the door, He won't open it little and peep who's there. When Allah opens the door, He'll open it one time wide. But let your call, let Allah see that you are really sincere in calling to Him. You make your calling proper to Allah Ta'ala. When Allah will be satisfied, when you are building a building, you have an electrician and you give him a contract, 100,000 rand, depending what type of a job. You have given him the contract, then he tells you must put down 10%. You say, but no work done. He say, no, you have to put down 10%. You put down 10%. You're getting no lights, nothing happening still. Then he comes, he just does a few things here and there. He says, another 10%, 15% you must give me. You tell him, I haven't got lights, for what am I paying? He says, no, this is how it works, you have to pay. Then he puts in some, he chisels, he makes his channels where he's going to put his pipes and that. Then he charges you again. He puts some wiring, some pipes, he charges you again. He puts some fittings, it looks like lights are going to come now. But the fan is not working, the lights, you have already paid about 60-70%. But you are not getting any lights. Then finally, now when the inspector comes, he checks up if the work is correct, the wiring is done, the connections are done right, the inspector passes it. Then suddenly, he puts one switch on and all lights, the fan is working, the fridge is working, the microwave is working, everything is working. So all the time you were working, you weren't getting. But the day it was done, in one instance, you found everything happening. When we'll make our zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah passes it, now your zikr is right. You are making all the time, 5 years, 10 years, 2 months, 6 months. But as soon as your zikr is right and Allah has passed it, Allah puts that switch on. Wallah, you'll see light in your heart. You'll see that darkness is gone from my heart. Now light has come in my heart. You'll see what is the sign of it. You start hating sin now. And now you start loving obedience of Allah. Now tilawat of Quran becomes delicious and valuable to you. To take the name of Allah, now see how you enjoy. Before you are told, after Asr on Friday, read 80 times the durud. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nabiyyil ummi wa alihi wa sallim taslima wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. 80 times look like 8 million times, just not getting finished. It takes about 4 minutes at four. Every time you're checking, how come it's not getting finished? But when that light will come in your heart, Allah's nur and Allah's muhabbat, now it won't. You finish 80 and you think you've only started stuff. Now for those people, Ramzan will come to an end. They feel Ramzan is hardly started. May Ramzan carry on and on. Hadhrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, many people with their tongue, they say, oh, if only Ramzan could carry on. But it's only on the tongue, in the heart is something else. Instead of Friday Eid, they wish tomorrow will be Eid, even one day more earlier. So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, such people, it won't happen. And these people might even get a heart attack. So Hazrat says that, don't worry, it won't happen. If Allah has to announce, send Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam coming and bringing messages is closed now. But if it had to happen, that this year I see my bandas, they're really enjoying their Ramzan, and they're all wishing it must be another 10 days, another month. So alright, I'll extend it for 10 days. Then see how everyone's face, how they will go. If that announcement has to come, those very people who were saying, like, there were those people who said, Ya Allah, why don't you make jihad for us upon us? Why don't you write down for us when Allah made jihad for us? Then they were completely different. So many of us, there is also another very important aspect of deen. Don't make big, big da'wahs and claims. That if I had money, I would have done this. If I was an alim, this alim is doing nothing. If I was an alim, you should see what and what I should have done. And I should have done this. These are all empty and hollow claims in most cases. That this hafizas, how they reading Quran, they not keeping pure. If I was a hafiz, you should see me, how what I should have done. All those are just hollow claims. Don't make such claims. Allah doesn't like such claims. What you are in, do what you have to do. That you are not doing, and you're making big, big claims of other things where you are not. So anyway, so when this love, when this nur of Allah will come into the heart, then see how a person, his zikr will finish, and he will say, it's too little. Such a person will very soon ask his sheikh, increase my zikr. And the sheikh to test him will say, no, still carry on, we'll see later. And then, as the love comes, but today, how many ask, decrease my zikr. Make it less for me. This 100 times is also too much for us. And we can't manage this 100 times, which is just a few minutes. And for that now, I won't remember also, my memory is very weak, and nobody will look at one another. But most of our satis are those who are bay'at, who are in the suluk. Now, I want you to pick up your hands for two things. One are those who are really regular with their zikr properly, and those who are not so regular. So first, those who are really regular with their zikr, pick up your hands. I just want to see the numbers. Okay. And those who are not so regular? Acha, okay. So there are still quite a few portion who are not even making zikr. So let us see that this is the most important thing, to make our zikr very, very regularly. So Allah Ta'ala said the zikr of Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib, La ilaha illa hu. When you have realized now, and by zikr you will realize, there is nobody. Allah is the only one. He is the doer of everything. Fattakhidhu wakila. Now make Allah your wakil. Yeah, wakil, understand it like a lawyer that you have entrusted with some work to do. Transfer of a property, any other work, you have given it to your lawyer. Then what do you say? They advertise it also. Don't speak to me, speak to my lawyer. Anyone has got anything for what you say, don't speak to me. My lawyer, my whole case is by my, the whole file, everything is handed. Don't speak to me also. Whatever you want to do, you speak to my lawyer now. You have then handed it over to Allah. A good lawyer is such, every step, even if there's no progress in the work, he informs you. Those people, we have applied for these papers, they haven't come back to us. This is happening, that is happening. Everything, and he's on the ball. Your file is in front of him all the time. He's not unmindful. It's not that he has put the file away somewhere, he doesn't know where it is also. Some poor lawyers are such also, no matter how much you contact them, you get nothing, no joy. You can't even speak, only when you have to pay, then you get a letter. Besides that, you get no joy out of that lawyer. But Allah Ta'ala, when you hand it, Allah is ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal wakil. Ah, what a mawla is Allah Ta'ala. What a guardian and caretaker is Allah. Wa ni'mal wakil. The best of wakils is Allah Ta'ala. You have handed your matter over to Allah Ta'ala. When you have realized that there is no one who can do anything, Allah is the doer of everything. And then after that, Allah, the love of Allah is coming in your heart. It's pouring in your heart. Your connection is with Allah, the zikr of Allah. This is that zikr which Hazrat Mawlana Qamar al-Zama sahab says, it is a magnetic force. Every time as you are saying, Allah, and make this muraqabah, Allah is drawing you to Him. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. You made inabat, you're taking the name of Allah. Allah is drawing you. Allah is making you mujtaba. Allah is making you, drawing you towards Him. But with the zikr of Allah, every time you are being drawn to Allah, you are getting closer to Allah Ta'ala. More than what any magnets can pull, Allah is pulling you when you are taking the name of Allah. And why should it not be so? Because your zikr, when you are making, remember, if you get up from a zikr majlis, or your own time of zikr, today my stomach is working, I have to go toilet now. Today I'm feeling very sleepy. There is just an outward excuse of that. The real thing is Allah is not remembering you. Because when Allah remembers you, automatically you get the tawfiq of making the zikr of Allah. What is it in Surah Kahf? Those people who don't make my zikr, don't turn towards them. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. Do not even follow those people who you see don't make zikr. Who Allah says, we made their hearts ghafil of us. They don't remember us. So don't you even follow, listen to those people. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا. We made their hearts. We ghaflat, ghafil, we made them. مَنْ قَلْب وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. So when you are making the dhikr of Allah, the truth is, Allah is remembering you. Don't think it's your kamal. Ye qadam uthte nahi, uthaye jaate hai. When you go towards Allah, don't think you are going. Allah is bringing you. Main aaya nahi, laya gaya hoon. I haven't come, I have been brought. Allah has brought you. Laakh mein samjha asrar muhabbat. I think thousands I've understood the secrets of the love of Allah. Nahi samjha. Samjhaya gaya hoon. I haven't understood. I was made to understand. Allah gives you that. So when you are making the dhikr of Allah, make shukr to Allah. Allah is remembering you. And whenever you get up and you go away, don't think that now you had very important work. Somebody came and called you. Very important SMS, message came, telephone call came. No, the truth is, Allah is not remembering you. So how can you remember Allah Ta'ala? So don't think I got away from the zikr majlis. Half an hour I should sit there, nothing. No, Allah is not. And Allahu Akbar. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi is written from the hadith that when there is a gathering of zikr, which is clear in the hadith, that Allah remembers them in a better gathering, the gathering of the malaika. And that gathering, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that Allah makes an ijtima. We made this ijtima here in the remembrance zikr of Allah ta'ala. Allah makes an ijtima of the heavens. And there also, Allah then remembers those people. And what is the remembrance of Allah? Allah praises them. Look at my bandas. What and what? They've got so many other things. 10 days i'tikaf, 30 days i'tikaf, 40 days i'tikaf. And they've got so lot other work. They got their desires. They got their business. They got this. They got that to see. So much. But they freed themselves. Allah boasts. That alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Don't you know Allah knows all this? And ni'mal qadirin, there is nobody who appreciates like Allah Ta'ala. And the smallest thing, when a person, any ibadah, try and make this one habit of ours also. Any faraz, nafil, every ibadah, tilawat, whatever we do, just think of these two words, imanan wa ihtisaba. That it is Allah's command that I'm making this ibadah. Ihtisaba, Allah is going to reward me. And Allah is that being who is a shakur, who is thankful. And what is the real meaning of shakur? Not only thankful. Alladhi yu'ti al-ajr al-jazeel ala al-amal al-qaleel. That being who gives a huge reward on a very small amal. You ask somebody, how are you? You make him happy, he gets happy. What sawab you going to get by Allah just for asking that, you cannot imagine. And when the person replies and say, Alhamdulillah, that Alhamdulillah tamla'ul mizan, your pen of your scale on the day of Qiyamah, that Alhamdulillah fills it up. Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, tamla'an, ma bayn as-samawati wal-ard. And Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah fills up everything between the earth and the heavens. We might think this is just talk, but we'll see it in the Akhirat. And that time we will realize. Our realization will be like those group of people who were walking through a jungle. They got lost in the jungle. Middle of the night, they found a place where there were shining stones. They thought these are diamonds, valuables, but they are stones. Even diamonds, we are stones. So one of them thought, I will pick up 20, 30 stones. Other one thought, I'll pick up 10, 15. Really, they are such shy. But they were all also frustrated, depressed, lost their way, no food, middle of the night, cold. And another one picked up 4 or 5 stones. Others said, we're not picking up stones. We are lost also and we are still pick up stones. Anyway, they walked and they came out to the village in the morning. When they came to the village and they told these people, we were lost, the Karguzari. They told, where, what happened to us? And we found this place with the stones there and we picked up, some didn't pick up, some picked up few. Those people said, those are the most precious diamonds. But because the jungle is so dangerous, wild animals, nobody ventures to go there. These people didn't know and they came out safely. Now ask yourself, the one who picked up the most stones, 25, 30 stones, is he happy or sad? He's also sad. Because he said, if I should have picked up 50 stones, what should it be? And the person who didn't pick up stones, what to say about that person? So we are in this wild jungle of this world. And yeah, whatever small thing you do, what is a diamond? Nothing. Just imagine, Sulaiman alayhi salam going with his takht, with his aeroplane, and what a aeroplane, which nobody in the world till today made an aeroplane like that. And in that zamana Allah gave him. When a mu'min person saw, he said, Subhanallah, what Allah has given to Sulaiman alayhi salam. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam said, all this kingdom of mine is nothing compared to one Subhanallah. We'll realize this when our eyes will not close, but when they'll open. We are now asleep. Annasu niyam. All people are asleep. Wa idha matu intabahu. And when they die, they wake up. Then our eyes will open, not close. A child's eyes, when it comes in this dunya, it is closed. But then it opens. And then it sees what is in this dunya. What and what? In the womb of the mother, if somebody could speak to that child and tell the child that what are you living in that womb of yours? Come into this dunya, see what, big aeroplanes, trains, buses, what and what, houses so big. The child will say, you are lying. Yeah, I can't even move my hands, my legs properly. And the child is so cozy, it doesn't want to come out. That's why it cries, where you brought me in this dunya? I was so cozy and comfortable and protected in that little womb of my mother. But when it comes here, and little bit it gets used to dunya, who is today prepared to go back to the womb? Wallah, like this, when we go to akhirat, and what Allah has prepared, and what big, big rewards, nobody will ever want to come back. Only a shaheed will want to come back. And he'll only want to come back so he can become, ahya wa uqtal, ahya wa uqtal. I get life, I get killed. I get life, I get killed. Up to 10 times, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told it in one hadith. So much a person will, only for to die again, not to live yet, but to die and die for the cause of Allah Ta'ala. So that is what that life is. So yeah, the little things we do have got great, great rewards. One person, an example is given, he was told to go into an orchard, fruit garden, we had wonderful, wonderful fruit growing there, and told him there are all different sections of this orchard. And he gave him a basket, you fill fruit, all free of charge, it's all yours. And you can choose the best of fruit. But only one thing, when you go to the next orchard, you can't come back to the previous one. You must fill your basket, and when you come to the end of the orchards, whatever you have taken is yours. So he went in the first, what wonderful fruit he saw. He was about to pick and put in his basket. When he looked at the next orchard, Allahu Akbar, what better fruit. He said, let me not fill my basket here. There is better fruit there. So he went to the next orchard, and abad, more better fruit in the next orchard. And he was about to fill, when he saw in the next orchard, even better fruit. So he said, let me not fill my basket here, I'll fill it in the next orchard. He went like this on and on, till suddenly he was out of the orchards. And he just saw a picture of the fruits of the next orchard, and he had nothing, and you can't reverse. He couldn't come back. This is exactly how our life is. And when we are little children, there is the time to play. What is the time now? When we'll make ibadat, when we grow older, when we become younger. And when we become younger, now is the time to be a youth. And now is the time to enjoy. When I get married, settle down, then I'll make some ibadat. When you come to that stage, now is the time to make children and the time to make money. Now what ibadat now? Later, after 40, then I'll settle down. When you come 40, you say, oh, now youth has started now. And now you see your empire growing now. Now is the time really to make money. I thought I knew what was money. Now I know what is money. I was talking in the thousands, now I'm talking in the millions here now. Now is the time to make money. Right? Next now, suddenly mort came and you can't reverse anymore. And your basket is empty and you are gone. So don't wait, don't procrastinate. Procrastination is the thief of time. That I will do. I'll sofa, sofa, sofa. The person who says sofa, there is no sofa. Tomorrow, next day, not today, tomorrow. The wife wakes you up, no, not this Ramzan. Next Ramzan, we're going to get up very early for sehri. The next Ramzan, no musavaris and all this rich. Only the simple things. Next year, after Hajj, then I'm going to sort out everything. Hey, just let me finish this business here, then I'll sort out. How many people, one personal friend of mine, in the ripe age of just about 40, building a huge empire. At that time, what contracts he had given out for buildings, etc. Passed away in a hotel room in Johannesburg. And suddenly, at the age of 40, he was a wealthy man, and he was looking at what in the future. Maut came on its time. We're hearing every night in the kitab how maut comes, but our ghaflat doesn't want to go. We just stay. Make zikr, remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we should make the zikr of فَتَّخِذْهُ wakila. Now when you'll do this, when you'll start appreciating real life is akhirah. This dunya's life is just a temporary phase. It is lahu wa la'ib, play and pastime. It is وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. It isn't only a deception, it is a whole box of deception. A whole house of it is dhoka, this dunya. Open dhoka. Till our yaqeen doesn't come on these words of Allah, our iman is still not made. Then when a person realizes this now, and now you're making dhikr all the time, you're on the real work of deen, doesn't mean you won't see to your dunya, but now you haven't given dunya the priority. Deen you have given priority. Now you made deen your imam, and you made dunya walk behind it. One person was going with his family, on a Sunday afternoon, according to our setup here, with his family in the car, a casual, nice drive, going for a drive, And according to the type of person listening to some nizam, nasheed or music or whatever. And when he came to the first traffic light, we call it robots. The world laughs at us in South Africa, calling them robots. But he came to the first set of traffic lights, and there he found a beggar. And the beggar was saying, please give me a lift. He says, how can I? My wife, yeah, my children, my car is full. He said, okay, if you can, but remember, I missed a dollar. He said, oh, you missed a dollar. You are a VIP. So he told his wife, please go sit on the back seat. And Mr. Dollar, you please come and take the seat right next to me. He's a VIP. So, and he went forward, next traffic light, again somebody was begging. He said, I can't. See, because of Mr. Dollar, I got Mr. VIP with me. And because of him, I had to put my wife in the back seat and the children right at the back. So he said, okay, if you can't, but I'm Mr. Pound. Double of dollar. Double VIP, VVIP. So he said, achha, if that is the case, Mr. Dollar, please, you go back. Wife, you go right at the back. And the children right at the back. And Mr. Pound, you sit here. When he went to the next traffic light, somebody was asking for the lift. He said, I'm very, very sorry. Yeah, I got a VVIP, a VIP at the back. I can't give you no lift. He says, I'm Mr. Islam. I'll help you when you need me. In the qabr, I'll help you. Everywhere, I'll help you. He said, Mr. Islam, I love you too much. But please, you stay in the masjid. When I got time, I'll come and visit you in the masjid. And you stick to Ramzan. Hey, Ramzan, once a year, you'll say, oh, I'll really look after you. What and what samosas I'll prepare for you. And what halim I'll prepare. And what paya I'll prepare. What I won't do for you in Ramzan. And you stay in Makkah Sharif and Medina. Those are pious places. You stay there. I'll come visit you once a year. Whenever I got time, I'll come and visit you. But he says, I'll help you. He says, no, I'm very sorry. Yeah, I can't accommodate you. Today we haven't got time for Islam, for everything of the dunya. He went to the next traffic light, a person in all torn and tattered clothes, a beggar, was asking for lift. He said that, how can I even had to leave Mr. Islam behind. I love him so much. And Ramzan, how lot, what plow and biryani I cook for him. I even have bri for him for iftari. I do everything for Mr. Ramzan here. He's my very, very wonderful friend. But I'm sorry, Mr. I can't. He says, you can't give me lift. I'm going to give you lift today. I'm Mr. Malakul Maut. So his wife also shouted from the back, take him quickly. Because of Mr. Dollar and Mr. Pound, he put me right here at the back. So you take him quickly. This is our condition. For deen, we have got no time. But for dunya, we have got all the time. So the zikr of Allah to remind us also. So the zikr, so when you come in this condition, then you're going to get your wife taunting at you, your friends taunting at you. What you do, like a malang, like a madman, just all the time zikr, and only now you must depend on Allah. Allah will do everything. But don't become like that also. Islam has given us asbab, and use the asbab. Look after your family, see to your business also, but your heart will be no more in there. Your heart is in deen now. Now first priority is deen, is Islam, is akhirat, is Allah, not this dunya. When you will do that, then Allah told us before time, wasbir ala ma yaqulun. What then, what the people are going to say? You make sabr now. You know you have found haqiqat and reality. So you make sabr. Wasbir ala ma yaqulun wahjurhum hajran jameela. Explain to them and tell them also. But if they don't understand, make hijrat from them. But that hijrat also is muqayyad. Hijran jameela. A beautiful separation. Don't just separate from them. You people are all dunyadar. You're all going to the fire of Jahannam. You'll see the snakes in the qabr. What's going to happen to your people? Tawbah, tawbah. Don't talk like that. You don't tell them anything. Don't taunt them. And hijran jameela, beautiful hijrat, are two things. Alladhi, that one day there is no revenge in there. You don't want to score points. That they are telling you tomorrow their car gets stolen. You see now what happened to you people. This the business goes down. You see now, you people don't make zikr. You don't come to deen. You don't go in jamaat. You don't come in khanka. You see what happened to you people. That must not be your attitude. And not a holier than thou attitude either. And the one that la shikwa fihe, no complaint. They don't understand when a small boy, when big boys are talking of girls, which they shouldn't, but they talk of girls. So if that small boy doesn't understand, you don't blame them. What they know about this? They still don't know. So a person who isn't baligh in the muhabbat of Allah, And tawakkul in Allah, he doesn't know. So excuse them. When they are saying, these people, what they like? Made people going to the khanqah. And you must see when they make zikr, how they throwing their heads from one side to the other. And all that. They people don't understand. So don't. La shikwa fiya, wa la intiqam. And no revenge from those people also. You carry on. What you've got your path, you haven't got time now to waste and to go into all this discussion. Whether it's on each day or any other day. Don't go and pick fights now. That this is important, that is more important. You carry on with the work that you have to do. So the zikr is very, very important. May Allah give us the tawfiq to make zikr regularly, properly. With our full concentration, devotion. Give your prime time to zikr. And give your prime time to dua. And then see how, and learn how to make zikr. For that you have to stay with your sheikh to learn how to make the zikr. And when it rubs off onto you, then make the zikr like that. And then see, inshallah, what Allah will give on zikrullah. Wa akhiru da'wana.